Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Chapter 2, Sloka 14. Chapter 2, Sloka 14. Got the book? No, this one. Who reads this one? What language is that?
English.
No, the other one.
The other one, Burmese.
No, Burmese. No. Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Sitoshna sukha dukha da.
Sitoshna sukha dukha da.
Sitoshna sukha dukha da.
Sitoshna sukha dukha da.
Agama payino nityash.
Agama payino nityash.
Agama payino nityash.
Agama payino nityash.
Samstatiksha svabharata.
Samstatiksha svabharata.
Tamstitiksha svabharata.
Tamstitiksha svabharata.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Sitoshna sukha dukkada.
Sitoshna sukha dukkada.
Agama payeno nityas.
Agama payino nityas.
Tamstatiksha svabharata.
Tamstatiksha svabharata.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Sitoshna sukha dukkada.
Sitoshna sukha dukkada.
Agama payino nityas.
Agama payino nityas.
Tamstatiksha svabharata.
Tamstatiksha svabharata.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Sitoshna sukha dukha da.
Sitoshna sukha dukha da. Agama payino nityas.
Tanti svabharata.
Tamstatiksha svabharata.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu Kaunteya. Sitoshna sukha dukkada.
Agama payino nityas.
Agama payino nityas. Tamstatiksha svabharata. Matra sparshastu Kaunteya. Sitoshna sukha dukha da. Agama payino nityas. Tamstatiksha svabharata. Translation: O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception or sign of Bharat, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Complete.
Oh, Lord Pranam Kunti, Gan Prakot and May Prakot and Utawar and Kwam Sudha, Kwam Sudham, Gan Milanan, Yasaman, Gan Prakot and May Prakot, Kwam Rudu, Nan, Rudu, 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 ของประสาทสัมผัสโอ้ผู้สืบราชวงศ์ปารัมภะเราต้องเรียนรู้ถึงการอดทนต่อสิ่งเหล่านี้โดยไม่หวั่นไหว ในการปฏิบัติหน้าที่อย่างถูกต้องเราต้องเรียนรู้การอดทนต่อการปรากฏและไม่ปรากฏแห่งความสุขและความทุกข์อันไม่ถาวรตามคำสั่งสอนของพระเวสสันดรว่าเราต้องอาบน้ำในตอนเช้าตรู่แม้ในเดือนมกราคมกราหรือกุมภาซึ่งในช่วงนี้จะหนาวมากแม้กระนั้นผู้ปฏิบัติธรรมตามหลักศาสนาจะไม่ลังเลในการอ่านน้ำในทำนองเดียวกันสติจะไม่ลังเลในการอยู่เพื่อปรุงอาหารในเดือนพฤษภาคมและมีนายนซึ่งเป็นช่วงร้อนที่สุดของฤดูร้อนเราต้องปฏิบัติหน้าที่ของเราแม้อากาศจะไม่อำนวยความสะดวกและเช่นเดียวกันการต่อสู้เป็นหลักศาสนาของพระชาติยะแม้จะต้องต่อสู้กับสหายหรือสังขยาติเราไม่ควรบ่ายเบี่ยงจากหน้าที่ที่กำหนดไว้เราต้องปฏิบัติตามกฎเกณฑ์ที่กำหนดไว้ตามหลักศาสนาเพื่อพัฒนาระดับความรู้เนื่องจากความรู้และการอุทิศตนเป็นสละเท่านั้นที่สามารถนำเราหลุดพ้นจากบ่วงของมายาหรือความหลงได้ทั้งสองพระนามที่ทรงใช้เรียกองค์อัจจุนะมีความสำคัญเช่นเดียวกันพระอุเทยะแสดงถึงความสัมพันธ์ทางสายเลือดอันยิ่งใหญ่ทางฝ่ายพระมารดาและบาลัทะแสดงให้เห็นถึงความยิ่งใหญ่ทางฝ่ายพระบิดาองค์อัจจุนะทรงได้รับมรดกอันยิ่งใหญ่จากทั้งสองฝ่ายและมรดกอันยิ่งใหญ่ที่นี้ทำให้พระองค์ต้องมีความรับผิดชอบในการปฏิบัติหน้าที่อย่างถูกต้องดังนั้นอัจจุนะไม่สามารถหลีกเลี่ยงการต่อสู้ได
้ Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chatsuramilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nishamscha हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंठा राधा कंठा नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Lord Krishna is describing happiness in distress, like the winter and the summer.
Guru Padme Panubhako is to ki thanda mahinara garam mahinara jastai kere.
And so happiness comes, it won't stay forever.
Because
happiness will be followed by the distress. And when the stress comes, it won't last forever. So we should not be disturbed by happiness, and we shouldn't rejoice too much when we're in happiness, and we shouldn't lament when we're in distress. What we should tolerate, just like we tolerate the winter and the summer. So Prabhupada gives two examples in the purport how people tolerate. He says in the winter the water may be very cold, and so to take bath is not very pleasant.
Just to keep all about the Kasangan watch, and just to keep the Kusupum with the stay, just to keep Tanda when I'm a piney day, Tanda Uncha, Chiso Uncha.
Just like Jai Madhav, his children have gone to India, they're in Vrindavan studying there. So now in Vrindavan, very cold, early morning, evening, very cold.
Just to keep Jai Madhav Banera, Chama Purbu, Kuturachi, Purnu watch, and we give a chip, Tanda Uncha, and I was a Gara Panichina.
But still, you have to take bath. If you're religious, if you're going to do puja, worship the Lord, we have to take a bath. And the same way, in the summer, very hot. So to go in the kitchen to cook is not very easy thing. But still the mother will think, I have to do my duty, I have to cook. So in the same way, Arjuna, he is a Kshatriya. And he has to do his duty. There are four orders. There's the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra. Four varnas. So Arjuna is Kshatriya,
Arjun Kshatriya,
born in the great family of the Kuru dynasty. So he has come to the back to Kurukshetra and they're supposed to fight. But Arjuna is seeing, oh, they are all my friends, they are all my relatives. And my teacher is there, Dronacharya. And my grandfather is there, Bhishma. So, he does not, Arjuna is thinking, I don't want to fight with all these people, I know them so well. But Krishna is saying, you know, he's giving the example, you have to do your duty. You can't think what is happiness, or this is good, I'll do this, is this distress, I won't do this. You cannot just pick and choose what you want to do, you have to do your duty.
Krishna गर्नु भने आमाले पकाउनै पर्छ त्यही कारण त्यो क्षेत्रीयतिर काम के हो लडाइँ पर्नै पर्छ
We can't say, oh, today I'll take bath, tomorrow, or today I'm not going to take bath, it's too cold, I'll take a bath another day. In the same way, we can't say, I won't cook today, you know, I'll just, we'll cook another day, let the cooking wait. So Arjuna has to do his duty. But Arjuna is thinking, no, these are my friends, these are our Kurus, I can't fight with them. But Krishna says you have to do duty. Because we have to tolerate these different conditions. We can't expect we will always get what we want every time. Nice situation. Everything perfect. No. Just like Shilpa going to school, she has to, you know, this school is not very good, there's this problem, and maybe go to the other school, then there's another problem. But she has to go to school. She doesn't go to school, no education. So then what she would do when she grows up? She will suffer. She never go. And so she has to tolerate these things. So tolerance is a quality of devotee. Devotee, Lord Chaitanya said, devotee should be tolerant like the tree. Just like the tree will tolerate the heat, the cold, the wind, the rain. The tree will tolerate people come, cut the tree, break the branches, take the fruit, take the flowers. So devotee also has to, we have to also tolerate. So this tolerance, this is an important quality. We have to cultivate this tolerance. So we cannot always expect everything will be just the way we want it to be. So Krishna tells Arjuna, you have to tolerate and not be disturbed. There will always be some happiness, and after the happiness there will be distress. It will follow naturally.
खुशी भइसके फेरि के हुन्छ
If we're feeling very happy today, then tomorrow we will feel distress. In the same way, when we feel distress, we can know that happiness will come soon. So when a devotee is happy, what should they think? They should think this is Krishna's mercy. We should think Krishna has been very kind to me, he's encouraging me. I don't deserve to be so happy and to have such a nice situation. It's Krishna's mercy. And when we're in distress, what should we think? We should think, I'm such a rascal, I should suffer more.
What does rascal mean?
Rascal means a foolish person, a stupid, means he does things which, you know, give other people trouble. So, when we're in distress, we should think our distress is being reduced by the grace of Krishna. We should suffer more. Krishna is only giving me a little suffering. Just like if you cut your finger. So we should think that actually I should have been stabbed to death, but I only cut my finger. Krishna protected, Krishna reduced the suffering. It's like Shilpa broke her arm, right? Some time ago.
Yeah.
So she should think that I should have every bone in my body should have been broken, but Krishna just broke my arm. Like this, the devotee sees everything in relation to Krishna. Then we can tolerate. Then when we see like that, then we can tolerate the difference. So people who go to the army and like that, they're trained to tolerate different conditions.
When
you go to school also, the teachers train you to tolerate. So we have to tolerate so many things in life. But we have to remember our duty to Krishna.
हामीलाई याद गर्नु पर्यो कि भगवान भगवानको भगवानको लागि प्रार्थना गर्ने ड्युटी बताउनु पर्यो हामीलाई.
So everybody, we have to understand, we all have our duty. Our duty is to be the servant of Krishna.
हाम्रो ड्युटी के हो भनेखेरि कृष्णलाई सेवा गर्नु पर्यो.
Everything, whatever we do, we should do it as a service for Krishna. Shilpa is going to school, she's studying there, so this is her service to Krishna. She has to be the top student, she has to represent Krishna. And then when they say, oh, you did so well, you say, yeah, because Krishna helped me. Just like Savyasachin, you know, he was at school, he was hopeless, he failed everything. But then when he became devotee, then he was staying in the ashram and the devotees were Antaranga was helping him and everything. He got the best mark. The teachers were amazed. They said, what happened?
When he was in my shop, he don't know even word of the English.
Now he can translate. So Krishna helps the devotee when we try to serve. There are so many examples like that. Some people, they couldn't cook, everything they cooked was terrible, they couldn't cook anything. Then when they learn cooking, when they become devotees, then they cook very nice.
In Maharaj stay our house for 1 month. We If Maharaj stay in our house, you're gonna be maybe best devotee in the town. We don't have anybody like this.
You have to tolerate me. So tetikshava. This is tolerance, that the word tetikshava. Tetikshava. Devotee is tolerant.
Tolerant means otun, yes?
In Sanskrit, tamstatikshasva bharata, tamstatikshava.
So it's a Sanskrit verb. Patiksh. So we learn from this verse that happiness comes with distress. There are two sides to everything. Yeah, just like the book. There's the front of the book and there's the back of the book. You know, they come together. You have a front side and a back side. We can say, I just want the front side, I don't want the back side. They come together. And so happiness and distress, they come together. We cannot avoid them. We cannot say, I just want happiness, I don't want distress. Okay, so I'll go back to the key.